According to the state's Department of Revenue, Cook Inlet production increased by 13% last year. Hilcorp drilled 10 new wells there this year and refurbished more than 70 old ones. So does the Cook Inlet renaissance mean that South Central's energy woes are over? APRN's Ann Hillman reports.
Sitting in his warm office on a chilly Anchorage morning, John Sims looks at a brightly colored chart. He's the director of business development at NSTAR, the company that provides natural gas to heat the Anchorage area. The chart shows which petroleum companies have agreed to provide gas from Cook Inlet through the beginning of 2018.
And then here you can see the large black section, which represents that we have demand out there and we don't have a contract yet to meet that demand. So that's undesignated, and we're looking to fill that void there in 2018.
Sims says it used to be different. Large oil companies would contract to provide as much gas as NSTAR needed for 20 years or more. Now, he says they're in constant communication about the supplies. At this point, they have the next 4 years secured.
Yeah, it's 4 years, but still when you look at NSTAR's options outside of Cook Inlet, it's basically right on the verge of our comfort level.
That's because right now, the only other option is to import liquid natural gas. Setting that up takes between 3 to 5 years. Sims says what they need is new development in Cook Inlet, and Hilcorp, the company that took over Chevron and Marathon's old plays, says they're working on it. Greg Lalacker is the president of Hilcorp, speaking at the Resource Development Council meeting in Anchorage in November. He said they're moving ahead with developing the inlet's middle-aged fields. He said they would review the gas situation every year to see if they can meet the region's demands.
You know, we don't think we're going to run out of gas anytime soon. How long the party can last, I don't know. Depends how successful we are. But as long as we're keeping, spending money and finding more, rate and reserves, we're going to keep trying to get it sold and, move on down the line.
Most of their expanding production actually involves reworking old wells rather than doing new exploration. Other small companies, like Buccaneer and Fury, are also developing new areas. Pete Stokes, with Petrotechnical Resources of Alaska, has completed several studies on Cook Inlet production. He says the renaissance is completely dependent on small companies like these, who are partially motivated by the state's incentive package. Cook Inlet is insubstantial for the larger companies, but a significant investment for new independents. Stokes says exploration is happening now, but before anything big happens, companies need to secure a market.
Well, typically, if a company were to discover, say, gas in Cook Inlet, they would need to go and get investors to finance a development, and investors would want to know where they're going to sell their gas. And we are a fairly small gas market in Cook Inlet.
Without a larger market to sell to, there's no incentive to invest. That means no secure supply for South Central. But a solution may be on the horizon. ConocoPhillips filed an application this month with the Department of Energy to reopen the LNG export plant in Nikiski. Not everyone thinks that's the best solution, though, especially when the resource is needed locally. Bob Shivelson is with Cook Inlet Keeper. He thinks the state needs a better energy plan so supplies are more consistent and the state doesn't lose money.
And so now there's calls to reopen the LNG plant and to export this highly subsidized gas to Tokyo, where we'd sell it for probably a lower price than we're paying for it here. So it really makes no sense, and so it would behoove everyone in the state to have a sensible energy plan.
He said that plan needs to include renewable energy as well. Chugach Electric spokesperson Phil Steyer agrees. He says they primarily rely on natural gas, and they're confident that they can continue to depend on that resource for many years. But they would also like to diversify.
We're 10% hydro and 2% wind, and we have an interest from our boardroom in moving to more renewables in our portfolio.
Back at NSTAR, a natural gas supply company, a move towards renewables won't help anything. Sim says he's optimistic about the development he's seen lately in the inlet, but
activity doesn't really mean much to NSTAR unless they're willing to sign it on, ink it in a contract.
The president of Hilcorp said his company is planning to start talks again in April. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.